Tell me a little bit, in your own good time though, about the street games of the 40s and the 50s as regards to the boys, what they would be playing.
Yeah, well, of course, our favourite street game, of course, was hurling, which we were able to play in Eastview Terrace, which is off Quaker Road, where we lived. And there'd be very, very little or no traffic on Eastview Terrace. There was just a row of houses, 16 houses on one side, on the left, and on the right you had the wall of the Quaker graveyard. A blank wall.
And is there a Quaker graveyard there as well?
Oh there? Yes, there is. I'll come to that again. Yeah. But Eastview Terrace was the place to play ball, to our mind. But to some of the residents, of course,
they wouldn't have liked it that much. No.
It wasn't, but we often held a full-scale hurling match there on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I remember one particular incident. One of the lads who used to play that with us would have been one age to myself. There were he and I and another chap called Michael Maverley, God rest him, who was quite a number of years older than us. And we were playing ball during lunchtime in Eastview Terrace. And old Gerard Halloran, coming on his bike from Barrack Street Station to home in Ballinlough at lunchtime, just swung casually into the terrace and caught us playing ball. So he took our names, and one of the lads who was with us there, one of the young lads with us, his grandmother lived, as he did, on Eastview Terrace. But the grandmother came down and spoke to the guard, and she said, wasn't with him at all. That's Pat, my grandson, catching him by the hand and attempting to take him away. So Gerard O'Halloran, in his wisdom, said, just a moment, ma'am, he said, that lad was playing with him when I came along. And incidentally, Aunt Jude, the woman, he said, who came into the station to report these lads.
She was reporting there
was so fined. We were, the three of us were fined for playing ball there.
Gosh, kidding.
3 and 6 pence.
Could you imagine that? An innocent offence.
3 shillings and sixpence each.
That was a lot of money then.
For playing ball.
Yeah.
And very coincidentally, when Gerard O'Halloran called after the court case to our house to collect the fine, it turned out he and my mother went to school together.
He still took the 3 and 6,
didn't
he?
Just a coincidence.
Did he still take the 3 and 6?
He still took the 5. Yeah. He still took the 5.